Nicely done, Jess. Matt Bubala with you here, 4:07 a.m. on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is our number. Our old friend Lindsay Rice is on the phone right now. She is the CEO of the Tata Top. Good morning, Lindsay. How are you?
Hi, Matt. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for jumping on at this ungodly hour.
My pleasure.
Were you, you're a married lady. Were you guys out all night partying and you just got in?
Maybe like 8 years ago, but no, we just had tacos and basically came home and fell asleep.
Oh my God. That just reminded me of something. My wife accidentally found this song about tacos this week that made us cry laughing. And I got to find out what it is. This guy, like, I want tacos all the time. I want tacos. And it's hilarious. She was looking for some cute song that's sort of like Baby Shark, but about tacos. But instead, she found this other song. Jess, if you find it, it's got some words in it that will need editing, but we'll have to remember. Because, Jess, I was honestly thinking that instead of pizza, maybe we start ordering tacos. Because this song gets you so wanting to eat tacos. Okay. I'm sorry. I digress. Well, thank you very much for jumping on the phone in the middle of the night to talk about the Tata Top a little bit. Your company that you bought a full year ago now, more than a year ago?
Almost a full year, yeah. On November 1st, it'll be year one.
Year one anniversary. Well, congratulations. Has it been a good year?
Yeah, it's been awesome. It's been crazy. I've learned just so much and... yeah, it's been awesome.
Good. So we have you on the phone today because we talked about the Tata Top recently and visited with you. But there's a story in the news that three New Hampshire women are taking the issue of women's topless equality all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Tell us a little bit about what's going on out there.
Yeah. So this is so interesting to me, and especially, you know, being passionate about this topic. There's three women in New Hampshire. Like you said, they're asking the Supreme Court to declare a city ordinance in their local area where they're from in New Hampshire that, just like Chicago, bans toplessness. And this all started back in 2016 when one of these ladies was doing yoga topless on a local beach, and she was arrested. Then just a couple days later, two other women went out to the same beach, and they were topless as well, and that was in protest and solidarity with the first woman. And then all three women, they were arrested as well, and all three women ended up challenging those arrests, and they worked their way through all the court systems in New Hampshire, including the state Supreme Court. And unfortunately, earlier this year, they found out that they lost that appeal. So they're going to continue appealing that decision. And now they're asking the Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, to hear their appeal and consider the issue when their term begins again in October. So that's kind of what it in a nutshell. So these three women are taking it all the way to the top to really continue pushing the issue and hope to get some clarity and hope to have the Supreme Court, you know, validate them in saying you can't have a law that treats men and women differently. You know, just fundamentally discriminatory. So that's basically the basis of kind of where they're coming from.
So I know that, you know, in general, everything should be equal. Men and women should be treated equally. Women and men are different in some ways, physically, right? And you guys can have babies. We can't do that. There's certain things that are a little bit different about the male and female body. One is the breasts. Now, we have hypersexualized the breasts over the years, and we view them as sexual things, even though people would argue that they're there to serve a function to feed children, and that's how they should be looked at. In Europe, it's very normal. Whenever I go to Mexico on a trip, there's people who are topless all the time because that's kind of the norm over there, is that people bathe topless, and we see that all the time overseas. It's, for whatever reason, not what the norm is here. Why is it important that it become the norm? And if it was allowed, do you think it would really be used, or is it more just the idea that women are not allowed where men are that kind of drives this and drives people crazy, that it's ridiculous that it's not allowed? I don't see a lot of women suddenly walking around topless if it was allowed. I think this is more of a just, hey, this is discriminatory. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point. Yeah, women should be allowed to have the same choices as men is, I think, really kind of the bottom line. If they can, people ask me all the time, as having the Tata top, if do you even really want equality on this issue? Do you really even want for these bans to be taken down? Because then wouldn't you go out of business? I'm like, no way. Not everybody, of course I want that. Not everybody does want to be topless. But I think people recognize it's really silly that they couldn't, if they wanted to, in a proper setting. It's not like you're going topless, like going to the grocery store.
Right.
I'm not really seeing topless men in the grocery store.
Well,
so, I'm fine with that.
We've all seen the no shoes, no shirt, no service signs. I mean, in general,
right.
No store wants anybody topless. That's weird, right?
Right. I don't want anyone topless around the food I'm going to be eating soon. But there's places where it is appropriate, like at a beach or in that kind of a situation.
Yeah.
Basically anywhere where, a man could, a woman should be able to. And I mean, frankly, even among different genders, there's a wide range of body shapes and types and expressions. So you can have be a man and essentially have breasts. And be able to
yes, we
be
do
topless.
Sometimes, yes. It's very frustrating for us.
and that's just the truth. And so it's just like, oh, okay, well, because your driver's license does one thing, that's okay. We're all okay with it. But if my driver's license does this, then, maybe comparatively there's not a huge difference. But for me, I could get a ticket, I think people just find that really silly. And
I think the basic fact is 95% of people don't really love their bodies enough to go topless, men included. I mean, most people don't really want to show off what they've got. We're all mostly past the age where it was, that great to begin with. It's more about the equality of it all.
Right.
So it's very interesting to see what will happen. Do you think that the Supreme Court, think there's any chance the Supreme Court will actually hear this?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's an issue that when people say it out loud, they're like, why would the Supreme Court waste their time talking about toplessness? I could see them not taking it up, but at the same time, I could also see, possibly them wanting to set a precedent or something. I feel like this issue illustrates also just kind of like highlights the ridiculousness of it all, that we even want, that this issue persists to the degree that we continue to want it to, or it has to clog up court systems and waste, I feel like, valuable public resources to defend something that, that I feel is unjust and that these women feel is unjust. So I hope that they do take it up. But if they don't, I'm happy that at least that it's, drawing that national conversation and pushing the issue further.
Lindsay, have you looked into the history of toplessness in America at all? I'm wondering why in Europe it is so common and just, like not even thought of. And here it is we have like this puritanical, my God, we can't see the breast.
Right. I mean, I think it has a lot to do with American attitudes and culture and things like that. I mean, men also used to not be able to be topless. So after, many years ago in the early 1900s, I believe, they had to wear like one piece swimsuits just like women did at the beach, and they fought for their right to be topless. And this was during the time that world wars were happening and there was so much going on in the world, kind of similar. Well, thank God there's no world wars happening now, but there is a lot happening in America and around the world. And yet at their time when it was busy as well, they pushed for their rights to do it and they got it. And now it's the norm for men to be topless. And so I do feel, on one hand, that history shows that things can change, but it's such a different battle when it comes to women for whatever reason.
Have you ever thought about making a full size shirt version? Like we see the shirts with the abs that guys wear. Like I would never wear a ta-ta top, but if you had a ta-ta shirt, maybe a guy's version, I would think about wearing that.
That's a great idea. I definitely have thought of that. We do have some shirts that, well, they have a bad word on the front, so I won't say it, but it says censorship makes me flip my, and then a bad word, and then you can actually flip the shirt up, and there's printed boobs underneath. So that's a fun one. But yeah, I love your idea.
A texter from 847 says Fort Collins, Colorado recently passed a law making it legal for women to be topless in public.
Yes, they just did a really awesome thing where they had a topless ban and they repealed it. So that's a really, really a great positive move.
If bans were repealed, if the Supreme Court heard it and say, yeah, this is silly, what do you think that would mean in America? Do you think that would play out well, that suddenly women are showing up at beaches topless once in a while, or do you think that would cause, I worry about how that would play out.
I feel like if that's the worst thing that is happening right now, then we're all in great shape.
I'm not saying it would be the worst thing by any means.
Right,
I'm just
saying
that it could be, I just don't know how people would handle that. Because, and quite honestly, Lindsay, I would bet that a lot of the pushback you get is from women themselves. Women that are like, what is she? Because my guess is, and I don't know this, you tell me if I'm wrong, but the whole other side of this is breastfeeding in public. And women get all this heat over breastfeeding in public, which is ridiculous. And but I'm guessing that a lot of the times the people yelling at them are other women.
I mean, yeah, you see this kind of thing all the time where it's like people within, you know, one group where you think we're trying to help women here, like we're trying to get equality, and you know, why wouldn't you want that? But it's similar to the breastfeeding thing, and I think it's similar to so other things where it's like you don't have to make that choice. You know what I mean? Like, but you should have the choice to make it. You know, you don't have to take off your top. You don't have to go topless anywhere. You don't ever have to do that, and you don't even have to support it. But I believe that, you know, they should have the right. So I think if it did become, you know, the law, then I'm sure you would see pushback. But that's the thing with any change. I mean, there's always going to be some people who don't agree with it. There's always going to be people that, you know, push back against it. But I think, you know, we should still strive to move in the right direction of having equality for everybody in terms of the law.
It's getting cooler out. It's not going to stay warm for much longer. So if you want to get a ta-ta top to get out and show off before summer is completely over, now's the time to do it. Is tatatop.com the best place for people to do that, Lindsay?
Yep, they can go right to the tatatop.com and get their top there.
So the tatatop.com?
Yeah.
Throw the in front of it, everybody. The tatatop.com. How much does each one cost?
They're $34.99, and $3 from each purchase goes to our charity partners at Keep a Breast Foundation and the Chicago Women's Health Center.
And how much has the company donated over the years so far?
Over $40,000 in the 5 years that we've been in business. So that's super exciting, and we've been able to make a lot of great donations this year, so it's been awesome.
And explain for everybody, if they haven't seen it, if it's the first time they're hearing of it, the Tata Top is basically a bikini top that the cups are painted to look like breasts with nipples, although they're actually male breasts, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's a bikini top that gives the illusion of toplessness. It has nipples printed on it. It comes in three different tones, light, medium, and dark. And we call the nipples that we, you know, print on them male nipples. Is kind of a way to, you know, get away with it and to just, you know, draw attention to kind of the absurdity of it.
I see. Are they actually male nipples, or are they actually an artist's rendering of nipples, or is it a picture from an actual nipple?
No, they're not. It's not a picture of real nipples. It's, you know, it was created in like a software program. Very artistic.
These aren't real nipples. These are artistic nipples. you can tell the officer as he walks up to you on the beach. Okay, thetatatop.com for more information or to order online and get it delivered. You said $34.99, Linz?
Yep.
$34.99, thetatatop.com, donating money to a lot of great places. Thank you so much for jumping on the phone with us. It's great to talk to you again.
Yes, great. Always great to talk to you, Matt. Thank you so much.
All right, Lindsay, we'll talk again soon. Get some sleep. It's 4:23 in the morning. We've got more to do. 312-981-7200. Matt Bubala with you here on 720 WGN.